The victim impact statements heard in a Melbourne courtroom this week gave many people pause for thought. Jill Maher's family outlining the impact the rape and murder of the Louth woman has had on them. People here and in Melbourne have been shocked to hear that the man responsible for her death, Adrian Bailey, was in fact on parole for multiple rapes and assaults. We can say good morning now to Edward O'Donoghue, who's the Corrections Minister for the Victorian Government. He joins us now from Melbourne. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
If I can ask you firstly, in your view, how was Adrian Bailey free to roam the streets, given the number of offences he had carried out during his life?
It's fair to say that the system failed Jill Maher, that as the Premier of Victoria has said, and as I have said, the system failed her, and the tragic death of Jill Maher has had a deep and profound impact on the people of Victoria, and I know on the people of Ireland, and it's an absolute tragedy, and our thoughts and prayers go out to her family, to the Irish community, and to everyone impacted by this absolute tragedy.
Yes, people say the system has failed her. You're saying it once again. It has been said a number of times in Melbourne. But we have a reality here that the prison authorities expressed concern to the Adult Parole Board just a month before Jill Maher was murdered and raped. They expressed a concern that this man, Adrian Bailey, hadn't turned up for his previous four appointments with his parole officer. What's been done about that?
The government has made significant changes to the parole system in Victoria. The parole system in Victoria is now the toughest in Australia, and in a similar fact scenario occurred again, the accused would be back in jail, not on the streets. So we've made changes to the parole legislation so that if someone who has been convicted of a violent or a sex offence is paroled and they're charged with the subsequent offence, they are brought back to the parole board with a presumption that their parole is cancelled. So in that situation, this person would have been, had their parole cancelled.
Would it be helpful to examine or inquire into why the parole board didn't heed the warnings from prison authorities that this man wasn't turning up to appointments?
The government, since this, the government came to office in the end of 2010, we've undertaken a number of reforms to the parole system, starting in 2011, the legislative changes I just referred to, which came into effect earlier this year, and we're currently conducting a review of the parole board itself, which has been done by a senior retired judge in Australia. So we are doing additional analysis, I suppose.
Yeah, but with regard, many people were very surprised to hear the number of charges this particular man had, but in particular to think that just a month before Jill Maher was murdered, there was official notification to the parole board that there was a concern. In effect, a red flag was raised. It would appear it was ignored. Have you asked the people concerned why that was?
As I say, we've undertaken, you know, since that time, the law has been changed and the parole system has been changed. And we've made the parole system in Victoria now the toughest in Australia. Nothing
yes, and you've said that a number of times, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but many people are concerned about what has happened up to now. People were in responsible positions up to now, in effect.
As am I, because the community is outraged at what has happened, and I know the Irish community is outraged at what has happened. And that's one, you know, many factors, but one of the factors that has led to some of these changes, and as I say, we're doing looking at additional reforms as well. I don't think in my job as the Minister for Corrections to point the finger at an individual here and now. I don't think that would be responsible. I appreciate the community outrage at what has happened. And as I say, the government, the Victorian government, has made significant changes to the parole system already and is examining the possibility of further reform.
Minister, have you spoken with, say, Jill Maher's family? Have you talked to them about the issues involved here?
I personally have not spoken with Jill Maher's family. As you know, there was a suppression order in place until a few days ago, but people within government have had communication with Jill Maher's family, and various supports have been offered to her family.
Do you think, when everything is done here, when the sentencing is handed down, do you think it would be appropriate for you or a member of your government to sit down with the Maher family and talk to them?
Well, as I say, there have been discussions with the Maher family, and we are obviously open to that. Of course, it needs to be something that the Maher family want. You know, the last thing they may wish is to be talking to politicians. But if that is a comfort to them, that is something we would obviously wish to do.
Well, perhaps you could give them reassurance, the people of Melbourne, and in particular our citizens in Melbourne, or can you give them reassurance this morning that what happened in this case cannot happen again as a result of the changes you've put in place?
As I said earlier, the legislative changes we have introduced mean that if a similar fact situation arose again, where someone was on parole, after having committed a serious violent or sex offence, if they were subsequently charged with another offence, as happened to this person, they would come back to the parole board with the presumption they go back to jail. So the law has been significantly strengthened. It is much tougher, and in that same fact situation, that person will be back in jail.
Okay. Edward O'Donoghue, Corrections Minister for the Victorian Government, thank you for speaking to us from Melbourne this morning. It's almost 9 o'clock.